Hello, and welcome back. We are on episode 8, I think, of the Tartan Training Podcast. After a very successful previous episode, the most downloaded one so far, with special guest, bootcamp member Kirsty. So thank you for listening to that, and again for listening to this one. I am on my own today. I've got a few or more guests lined up over the coming weeks, but today is me rambling. And today's ramblings are all about food. More specifically, nutrients. More specifically, protein, carbs, and fats. All I'm going to do is, we've covered a few bits beforehand of the way sort of the body works and that sort of thing. And all I'm going to do today is just tell you the roles which all of these play in your body. And it will highlight the fact as to why I am a very big advocate of a balanced diet. Not a diet where you cut whole macronutrients out. So a macronutrient is a protein, a carb, or a fat. I'm not a big fan of cutting a whole one out. A balanced diet, and you'll see why. How all three of them almost intertwine. One works with the other. They help each other in their job roles within the body. And they are all important. So cutting one out is not a very good thing to do. Let's be honest. Today's episode, I'm going to give you a little quote because I like quotes. It's going to be a very a teaching type one. So I'm just going to give you the fundamentals. My light is going on and off. I think we're having a power cut. Hopefully the electricity doesn't cut on the phone. It's charging, but it should be all right. The light keeps flickering. My quote is, give a man a fish and he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish and he eats for the rest of his life. I'm not going to tell you how to do this. I'm going to give you the roles of each nutrient. And then from that, you can, you know, make up your own way of eating. And I'm very big, but you know, there's no point in me telling you what to eat if half the stuff in there you're not going to like. But what I'm going to do is give you the, like, the roles of each food group. And from that, you can then go, right, I know I need a bit of that. I know I need a bit of that. And I know I need a bit of that. So today's meal is, da-da, this. I've taught you how to fish. I've not given you the fish. Fish, good in omega-3 oils. Come up to that one. Anyway, I will carry on. We are going to start with, let's start with protein. Mainly because the other two are sort of slightly interrelatable, if that is even a word, who knows. Protein. There are 4 calories in 1 gram of protein. I believe I've covered that before. For example, roughly a chicken breast of medium size has 20 grams of protein in it. So 20 times 4 makes 80 calories worth of protein in a chicken breast, roughly, give or take. Proteins are, they're made up of 20 amino acids. Okay, they are various makeups, make up an amino acid, and that is what forms proteins. That's what make them what they are. Most of the work or the roles of protein is done at cell level in the body. Okay, so very far down the processes, shall we say, which shows the importance of them already, is an analogy I like to sort of use is view your body as a walking science experiment. There is so much stuff going on in terms of chemical reactions and things that you do not even know about at cell level. I'm not talking about moving, I'm not talking about speaking or breathing, I'm talking about like reactions, energy production and all that sort of stuff that's going on at cell level that we just take for granted. It just happens. A big player in that is protein, which is why it is so, so important. Now, protein's primary goal, probably nothing new to a lot of people, growth and repair. Okay, so if particularly through exercise, and I'm going to relate a lot of it back to exercise because that's what we are all about, is if you damage your body, as in push it to its limits through some sort of stress or stimuli. Stress or stimuli could be 50 burpees. Make sure we're doing them, people. For those that don't know, that is our little monthly task. Not task. Little healthy competition. See if we can beat each other. 50 burpees. Your body is going to do them 50 burpees and go, what the hell is going on? Protein then, very simply put, will help repair your body to make it stronger next time and make the task of 50 burpees easier next time around. Obviously, it's not quite that simple, but that is the rough guide. Now, so growth and repair. Most people know that. So the building blocks of the body, should we call it. Now, next, you have protein enzymes, we'll call them, and I'm not going to go a lot further down. Peptides and all that sort of stuff that you see in on the adverts and stuff. I'm not going to delve too much further down there, but these are the ones that are important at cell level. Like I was just talking about, these are ones that help with the chemical reactions. Things like digestion that just happens. Blood clotting, it just happens. Muscle contractions. So as in you telling your body that you want to pick something up, you want to pick a cup up, is proteins are a big player in the all the various muscles that you need to contract, you know, fingers to hold the cup, to lift the cup, to move it. Loads of chemical reactions going on in the muscles to make that move. And energy production. Now, I'm not going to dive further into each one, but that's another role of protein. So yes, growth and repair, but also in these chemical reactions. And that is why it is important. And that is why it's important to keep it high, regardless of what you are, whether you are an exercising person, whether you're not an exercising person, whether you are an endurance athlete, whether you are a strength athlete, they are fundamental to everything that's going on in the body. Proteins also act as messenger carriers, if you like, between cells. They transport and store nutrients, which go backwards and forwards between cells. So things that you will probably have heard of. Hemoglobin is a protein. Big carrier of oxygen, red blood cells, all that good stuff. Take that away, you are dead, put quite simply. Glucose transporters, so going back to energy production, protein carries glucose to cells, which going back to episode 6, I think it was, about energy systems, We know the role that glucose plays, and we're going to cover it a little bit later on as well in carbs, in energy production. You need the protein to get the glucose there because it is a carrier. And lipoproteins is the carrier of fats. And everyone's going to go, well, I don't want them. You do. And I will explain that later on as well when it comes to fats. So there are three roles of protein. There are many more, but I'm just going to, rather than going through all of them, because I don't want to drag this on for hours and hours and hours. Growth and repair. Chemical reactions. Messengers between cells. Makes protein important. Make sure you get your sources of protein in there. Meat, poultry, fish. Blah, blah, blah. What else have we got? Yes, you can have whey protein as a supplement. Natural yogurt found in sort of beans and stuff like that. Legumes, or whatever they're called. Chickpeas, quite high in protein. Have a look on labels. See what's got good sources of protein. Do not get sucked into label reading that says cereal bar high in protein. Actually read the label and you will probably find out it's got about 4 grams in it or something garbage. Do not get suckered in to the high protein label on a breakfast bar. Okay? Actually read the labels and see the amount in there. Next, carbohydrates. Again, 4 calories per gram of carbohydrate. The primary role of carbohydrates is to provide the body with energy. Now, some of this is going to be very similar to what we've covered before in energy systems. And it's almost self-explanatory why energy systems, energy, carbs are the body's source or one of the body's sources of energy. It is the body's primary source of energy, as in it's the one it wants to use first because it is the one it can break down easiest and quickest. The body is always looking for the easiest solution. Easiest solution. As in, it almost wants to cheat itself. I was listening to a podcast earlier, which I may actually link up on social media, from a Canadian sort of bodybuilder who's very into his science and stuff like that. And he was sort of talking about muscle growth and how the body tries to cheat itself. So say if you were doing a bicep curl and it got really heavy, you would then start swinging your body a little bit to make the move easier because the body's automatically trying to find an easier way of doing it. It's the same as sort of reactions in the body. The body's always looking for the easiest way to do things, which is almost common sense, really. You wouldn't drive the hardest way to get somewhere. You would drive the quickest, easiest, shortest route. Now, so carbs provide energy to the body. They are carbs, on the whole, are broken down into glucose. Glucose is used for energy. If it is, so glucose carried to the cells. Cells then turn that into ATP, which produces energy, which we've covered before. Again, any glucose not used is stored as glycogen in either muscle cells or in the liver. Any excess is then stored as body fat, which is the same for any nutrient that is over consumed and hasn't got a use. It is stored as body fat, which is why, going back again a little bit, is why I was sort of covering with some people why it's good to eat your carbs around your exercise, because then your body is using them and using them when they want. Now, before you sort of sit there and go, I'm going to cut carbs again, because we covered that as well. Carbs help. They are known as a protein sparing nutrient. Okay, so they help preserve muscle mass. Because if the body hasn't got any glucose and hasn't got any glycogen available to turn into glucose to use energy, it will go to your muscles and break them down, which is not what you want to do. Muscles are crucial for body movement. They are crucial in terms of people training for aesthetics, so it's in the way you look. You get the I want to tone up, which broken down simply means you want to develop some muscle and lose some body fat. Because you don't want to turn into skin and bones, you want a body which has shape to it. So breaking down muscles is not what you want to do. Even if you are on sort of a lowering your body fat, lowering your body weight goal, you still don't want to break down muscles. There was some research which I was reading earlier, actually. When was it done? 2014. I can't remember what it was in now. It was in the journal somewhere. I should have wrote it down, but I didn't. Severe muscle loss, very highly associated with poor health and the higher risk of death. Dun dun dun. So if that doesn't tell you not to lose muscle mass, nothing will. It's also, which I'm going to relate this down to, as you get older, your body will naturally lose muscle mass. So if you can maintain it through exercise, which is the only way you'll be able to do that, then that is going to help you on further down in life. Now, there are fiber we're going to cover, and people are going to go, well, hang on a minute, that's a different one. Fiber is a type of carb, but slightly different. Okay? Fiber, unlike other carbs, does not raise blood sugar levels as you eat them. Okay, so they're not broken down into glucose, which is why I said at the beginning, on the whole, they break down into glucose. Fiber does not. Fiber is not broken down until it reaches the intestines, which is why it doesn't raise blood sugar level, which is why it's slightly different. You have two types of fiber, just for knowledge, soluble and insoluble. So dissolves in water, doesn't dissolve in water. And what fiber does is it feeds the good bacteria in the body. So it basically helps the body be healthier, should we call it? It helps to remove cholesterol as well, which we'll cover a little bit later on as well. And what it does is it lowers low density lipid cholesterol, which I'm trying not to jump too far forward here because we're going to cover it later on. And it has been highly associated with reducing the risks of heart disease. Okay, so the whole carbohydrates are bad, rubbish. Okay, fiber, dietary fiber, oats, stuff like that, really good to find. Whole grains, really good sources of fiber. But fiber is a type of carb, so don't banish them completely. This again is coming back to, rather than trying to find the secret diet out there that is guaranteed results, just eat a balanced diet of everything, but just eat slightly less of it if you're trying to lose weight, or slightly more if you're trying to maintain your weight, or even more if you are trying to increase your weight. Balance is key. Next, we are going to move on to fat. So I don't know how long I've been talking here, really, but I'm hoping not too long. Fats, 9 calories per gram. So more than double the protein and the carbohydrates, But that does not mean it is bad. I'm going to try and explain that a little bit better. So say, for example, you had 10 grams of a nutrient in front of you. For 10 grams of protein, there's going to be 40 calories. Okay? For 10 grams of carbs, there's going to be 40 calories. For 10 grams of fats, there's going to be 90 calories. So that's sort of where you have to be a little bit wary of when you are eating them, is realizing how many calories are packed into smaller amounts of food. Okay? And that's sort of the best way I can sort of explain that, really, is they are... there's just more calories packed into a smaller size. So yes, which is why if you're trying to lose weight, sometimes cutting down fats is a very easy way of doing it. But do not get rid of them, because we'll come on to that in a minute. But cutting down is a good way, because actually what you're doing is not cutting down as much volume of food. So if you were going to try and cut down 300 calories of carbs, 300 calories of carbs, in terms of what that looks like on a plate, is going to look huge compared to 300 calories of fats on a plate. You'll look at that and go, well, that's cool, I can do without them 300 calories of fats, because that's only a tiny little bit on the side. 300 calories of carbs will look very different. The role of fats, it is secondary source of energy behind carbs. It is a secondary source because it is longer to break down. It is harder for the body and takes it a lot longer to break down. However, fats have a role to play outside of energy sources. They are the main carrier of vitamins. So, we all know we need to eat fruit and vegetables. So if we do that bit right, you're halfway there. What you also need to do is be able to eat fats. Well, not be able to eat, you can eat them anyway. But eat fats, because without eating fats, those vitamins cannot be absorbed, cannot be used by the body. Main ones, vitamin A, D, E, and K are carried by fat. So if you haven't got fat in your diet, you can eat all the fruit and veg you like, trying to get those vitamins in, they're going to do absolutely nothing. Again, balanced diet is key. There are various amounts, various different types of fats. I'm going to try my best not to confuse myself, let alone anyone else. Let's start with trans fats. Trans fats, mostly found in hydrogenated vegetable oils. These are the real bad ones that you do not want to consume. As far as I'm aware, generally found in sort of takeaways and high fat ready meals, that sort of thing, they bring nothing to the table. I actually made myself laugh there. Nothing to the table, because talking about food, they bring no help. No help whatsoever. Avoid. Next, saturated fats. These are found primarily in animal fats, so meats and dairy products, cheese, yogurts, that sort of thing. They are good in balance, but let's spin that round the other way. The other one is unsaturated fats. I've just heard Michael come back from the nursery, so if he comes running upstairs in a minute, that is why. Unsaturated fats found mainly in oils and plant-based things and fish. unsaturated fats can then be broken down into monounsaturated fats and polyunsaturated fats. Now, these unsaturated fats are the good fats. And Michael is coming in now. I'll carry on for a minute. He's going to come in now. Monounsaturated fats maintain high density lipids, which is the good cholesterol in the body, working alongside polyunsaturated fats, which help lower low density lipid cholesterol, which is the bad cholesterol, one that's going to clog up your arteries. Polyunsaturated fats found in fish, omega-3, omega-6. Fish is a very good source. Now, without, I'm going to leave it there. Without diving down a lot further, I hope that's cleared up. So it's basically all we've covered is the roles of the different food and highlighted why they are important. It's important to get balance of everything in diets. Like, why you would want to cut out a whole foods group, I have no idea. A good balance is best. I'll hold it there. Once again, thank you for listening. And I'm hoping on the next episode to get another guest where we are going to discuss all things coaching and group exercise. So hopefully you found that helpful. If you did, please give it a share. And let everybody else know. And I will see you on the next episode.